This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by ADM Regenerations, rewarding farmers for conservation. United States Senator Chuck Grassley is continuing to voice frustrations with the Environmental Protection Agency's delay in announcing biofuel blending volumes for 2026 through 28. Grassley says the delay in the announcement is negatively affecting the biofuel industry and causing harm to rural economies. We will hear more from Senator Grassley next.
ADM Regenerations is the industry's leading program for rewarding ag producers for conservation practices on their farms. ADM makes it easy to enroll and participate. There are no long-term commitments, and we pay generously for practices like cover crops, emission scoring, no-till, and nutrient management practices. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. To learn more about your state's incentives, visit admregenerations.com.
The EPA recently announced that the biofuel blending volumes will not be finalized for 2026 through 28 until December 2025, when the final RVOs are released. Grassley says that the wait for guidance is leaving the biofuel industry in a difficult spot and is hurting rural economies.
I think it's going to lead to more plants being shut down, more unemployment, more harm to soybeans prices, and with the unemployment in these rural areas, it just hurts the entire economy of a small area.
In May, Senator Grassley, along with Senator Joni Ernst and Representative Randy Feenstra, sent a letter to President Biden and EPA Administrator Michael Regan asking the administration to amend its decision on renewable volume obligation levels. The letter argued that RVO levels were set well below industry production capacity and that RVOs should be increased to allow for more biofuel production.
It's ridiculous to lose a whole 18 months to get RVOs. We know that they're real short now, and you're going to extend that same policy for another 18 months. Just think how irresponsible that is on the part of EPA, and think how that's hurting the environment, how it's hurting soybean industry, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know how many. It ought to be pretty clear to EPA.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.